A team of archaeologists began the project in July and planned to continue through at least September. The Texas General Land Office, which oversees the Alamo, is funding the work. The project will eventually explore up to 18 spots between the lawn barrack and the church. In some areas, the old stone floor had to be removed first so they could dig into the original dirt floors. Among the interesting finds so far, musket balls, an old key, buttons, a cow's tooth, and a hand-blown glass bottle. Kat Jenkins with the Raba Kistner Engineering Firm says the project has found other notable artifacts.
Construction materials like brick and mortar, some metal fragments, and some ceramics.
Alamo archaeologist Christy Nichols says the long barrack is part of the old mission. It served more than one purpose during its life.
What we're really seeing is this historic period where the mission is being constructed. It's being used as a fort after the mission period. It's being used as the quartermaster depot, a Civil War location. And then, you know, even after the military occupation, it turns into a mercantile store.
Nichols says the occupants probably did their best sweeping up the dirt floors, but as we do with our own housekeeping, they missed a few spots.
We try to pick things up and sweep and do all that stuff, which they did too, but if you imagine sweeping around little bits, it eventually gets impacted or compacted into the floor, and so those things are hidden in there. And that might be the reason why we're getting things like little buttons in that as well, because it's just things that fell, small things that fell.
Nichols says the digging along the walls will help them learn more about the construction techniques used to build them. They will replicate those same techniques for preservation efforts at the Alamo. Alamo officials hope they can one day display the items they found during the dig. Visitors to the Alamo who are interested in the project may observe the ongoing work from a safe distance. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.